to West End United Methodist Church. I'm especially glad to welcome you if you're visiting with us this morning, and if you're beginning a new year, perhaps looking for a place to call your church home. We are glad that you're here.
Hope that you feel welcomed and have a chance to meet some of the friends sitting around you this morning. I would invite everyone who's here to sign in. This is one of those things we do every Sunday and helps us keep track of one another and to know who we are as a congregation. As you are signing in on those pads, if you are visiting with us and would like to know a little bit more about West End, you can share an address or an email address, and that will give us a chance to be in touch with you and let you know some of the ways we're trying to shine the light of Christ in our community. If you have been visiting for a little while and perhaps praying about, thinking about becoming a member of the church, wanted to let you know we have some new member classes starting up next week. The details are in the insert in your bulletin, but one class will start next Sunday and another one on the following Wednesday. So we invite you to consider and pray about that. There are all sorts of opportunities as a new year begins for deepening our relationship with God through study, through service, through fellowship with one another. And so I would invite you to be praying about those opportunities as well and thinking about ways you can connect in and through this congregation. But now is the moment where we gather our hearts and minds for worship. And today is Epiphany. January 6th is the day of Epiphany, and it only happens every 7 or 8 years that lands actually on a Sunday. So this is the 12th day of Christmas. We are still celebrating the season of Christmas. This is the day when we hear the story of the Magi's visit to the baby Jesus, and we are reminded of the light of Christ that has been born into the world and that is shining brightly. So let us open ourselves to that light of God's love and grace as we worship together.
Love me and the noonday light, 'tis same to now, so newborn King, the tidings of our God to bring. Thank you.
world where silence and darkness linger.
Arise, shine, for our light has come.
In a world where sadness and fear remain.
The glory of the Lord has risen upon us.
Let us rejoice in what God has done.
Let us celebrate the light of the world.
Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
Let us pray together. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A reading from the Old Testament. And if you would like to follow along, please turn to page 602 in your pew Bible. It's a reading from the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your hearts shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
When I was a little girl, my mother used to come into my bedroom on a school morning and wake me up to go to school. And she would turn on the lights and raise the shade and say, "Rise and shine!" And I would cover my head with a blanket and try to go back to sleep. I hated getting up in the morning for school. I hated it when the night came to an end and I had to get out of the warm bed. Little did I know that 30 years later, I would be craving that light and waiting impatiently for it. When I was in my mid-30s, I developed some insomnia. Started having trouble going to sleep or getting back to sleep. It was in that time of my life when we had little children and I was getting up a lot in the night to feed an infant. And both of our kids were good sleepers. They would go right back to sleep, but I wouldn't. And I found myself ticking away the hours in the darkness. Maybe some of you have been there, feeling like the night is never going to end. I remember one night in particular when I didn't sleep at all. It was about 3 a.m. and I felt so alone lying there in the darkness and so anxious and trying to go to sleep. And you know, the more you try to go to sleep, the harder it is to go to sleep. And I found myself just praying for and waiting for the dawn. I wished, like anything, my mother would come in and say, "Rise and shine." But in fact, that was part of what was keeping me awake at night. Not only were my children little, not only did I have all of the things that happen after a pregnancy, maybe even a little postpartum depression and anxiety, but it was a time in our lives when my mom was getting more and more sick with Alzheimer's, and we'd made the decision to move her into assisted living. So we were moving her and moving my dad into an apartment, and all of that was going on. And I didn't piece it together until several years later, but that was what was going on within me and making the darkness last so long. And now, 14 years later, I look back and think, maybe that wasn't such a big deal. Losing a little sleep, it's not life-threatening. But at the time, the darkness was hard to endure. And I've thought a lot about that feeling in recent weeks as we have walked together through the season of Advent. Advent has been a season where we acknowledge the darkness in our world and in ourselves. But we come together as the people of God and proclaim that we are waiting for the light, waiting for the dawn. And many of us have been able to name those dark seasons in our lives. We know what it's like to be waiting in the dark. Whether we are waiting for an illness to be healed or cured of ourselves or someone we love. Or maybe we're waiting for a loved one to come to sobriety and to recognize the addiction that they're in, and hoping that that spark, that light, will bring them to find some help. Or maybe we've walked through a season of unemployment and we don't know when the interview will happen or if we'll get that job offer. Or maybe on a larger scale, we live with the darkness of discrimination and prejudice that's part of our system in this culture. We feel chipped away by that day by day. And we seem to take a step forward and then 2 steps back. Maybe we're more aware of what happens in our newspapers and in the news on our Twitter feed, and we feel like the darkness is never going to end. We know what that is like. Well, the prophet Isaiah spoke to the nation of Israel in a moment of deep darkness. We have to go back several hundred years before the birth of Jesus to understand what was happening in this moment that Bill just read for us. The nation of Israel had been overrun by the Babylonian army. They had flattened it, had torn down the temple, and had taken many of the Israelites away in exile to Babylon, but not all of them. Some of their families had been torn apart, and these exiles had been living in Babylon, waiting for the dawn, waiting for the day when God would restore them to the promised land, waiting. And here the prophet Isaiah speaks out a word of hope and fulfillment to the people of Israel. "Arise and shine," he says, "for your light has come." You see, the Emperor Cyrus, through the power of God and the inspiration of the God of Israel, had issued a decree that the Israelites could now go home. Their hopes were fulfilled. They could return back home, be reunited with their families, and rebuild the temple. Now we, As Christians today, hear these ancient words of the prophet, and we hear something new and different. For we hear in it the announcement that God has come into the world in all of God's glory through the person of Jesus Christ. That this child has been born, a light to the world, and that the nations are now drawing toward that light. We sang the story of the Magi as we came in together, and we'll hear more music and more prayers throughout this service that remind us of how peoples of all nations are drawn to this light of God's love and hope that's made manifest in Jesus. We walk through the season of Advent. Every Sunday we lit another candle. And then on Christmas we lit the Christ candle, announcing joy to the world, the Lord is come. And today, on this Epiphany Sunday, and for the next Sundays following Epiphany, we will celebrate the glory of God as it is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. A reminder that God has become one of us, that God is with us. And so when we find ourselves in a dark place, tossing and turning in the night, feeling alone, wondering if the light will ever come, we now have the assurance that God is with us in all things, that the light has come. And we hear the invitation from the ancient prophet, lift up your eyes and look around. Arise and shine, for your light has come. Because you see, it's not just that Christ was born into the world, but that Christ has been born in us. The light now lives in you and me. And God wants to shine that light of love and grace into this world through you. Through me, so that the words of John in the first chapter of his gospel may be made known in this world. The light has come into the world, and the darkness did not overcome it. Thanks be to God.
As we come to a time of prayer, we lift up the joys and concerns of our congregation as an offering to our loving God. If you have a prayer request that you would like to share, please fill out a gray card located in the pew racks in front of you. Please indicate to us if you would like your prayer requests to be shared or if they should remain confidential. And you can place that card in the offering plates as they are passed down in a few moments. This morning, we offer our sympathy to the family and friends of Helen, Rick, Isabel, and Vivian Sanders, who are mourning the death of Helen's father, John Dezikis, who died December 26th in Santa Cruz, California. A memorial service will be held on the campus of the University of California at Santa Cruz at a later date. We also want to remember Richard Thomas and his family are mourning the death of his wife, Sheila Thomas, who died December 29th. Services were held yesterday here at West End. And last, we want to also lift up Kristen, Phil, Wilson, and Thomas Rutterer, who are mourning the death of Kristen's father, Joel Cleveland Wilson, who died January 1st in Nashville. Services were held this past Friday at Brentwood Hills Church of Christ. Let us now turn to our holy and living God and offer both our spoken and silent prayers. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Your word of light and hope flood into our lives, O Lord. We have lived in darkness, in despair and fear, doubt and strife. But today, on this day of celebration, you remind us that we are marked by you to be witnesses to your light of new hope. As the heavens opened at Jesus' baptism, so is your love poured out on us. We bring before you names and situations which concern us, people who face illness and grief, whose lives are torn by poverty, war, addiction, and hopelessness. We ask for your loving mercy to surround them, heal them up, and bind up their wounds. And Lord, help us to be people who are ready to get involved in your ministries of peace and justice, bringing the light of your hope to everyone who dwells in darkness and despair. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As grateful recipients of the gifts of God, let us return a portion of those gifts through the giving of our tithes and offerings.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Before the mountains were brought forth, or you had formed the earth, from everlasting to everlasting, you alone are God. You created light out of darkness and brought forth life on the earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, in whom you have revealed yourself, our light and our salvation. You sent a star to guide wise men to where the Christ was born. And in your signs and witnesses, in every age and through all the world, you have led your people from far places to his light. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
In our United Methodist tradition, this is an open table. It is hosted by Christ, and all are welcome. You don't have to be a member of this church or even a baptized Christian to partake in this meal.
So if you feel led, please come and take and eat. We will be served by coming forward and kneeling at the pews, or at the railing, excuse me. Our choir will be served first, and then the folks in the balcony will come forward, then the folks in the transepts, and finally those in the nave. If you need a gluten-free option, we have some servers over here. Emily will be serving our gluten-free elements over there. If you need assistance in your pew, if you'd like us to come, Stacy and I will be going around to serve. Just raise your hand and signal to us that you'd like to be served in your pew. Our January communion offering will support Project Transformation. PT engages young adults in purposeful leadership and ministry. It supports children in holistic development and connects churches to communities. They do this through summer reading programs and throughout the year with after-school tutoring. Many in our faith community are involved with Project Transformation. If for more information or on how to get involved, please talk to Kathy Whalen or Jennifer Hoffman or come see one of the pastors and we can get you connected. The table set before us is open to all who love the Lord Jesus Christ or would like to do so. Please come. All things are ready.
Thank you.
Let us pray. You have given yourself to us, Lord.
Now we give ourselves for others.
Your love has made us a new people.
As a people of love, we will serve you with joy.
Your glory has filled our hearts.
Help us to glorify you in all things.
Amen.
And shine, for the light has come into the world. May that light shine through us, using whatever gifts we bring, that the love and grace of God may be known to the ends of the earth.